An interview with John Daly.
So, John, what was it like when you crossed the finishing line and knew that you had won the Olympic gold medal for the 100 metres?
It was just great, Michael. The best feeling you could possibly have. I can't tell you what it was like. I was so happy I was crying and laughing at the same time. I'd worked and trained for years to get to that moment.
Yes. When did it all start? When did you first get interested in running?
Well, I always liked running, even when I was just a little kid. I could always run faster than anyone else in my class at school. Then, when I was 11, I joined an athletics club. And the following year, I was running for the club's junior team and winning a lot of races. And I was already running for the England junior team by the time I was 13.
Did you find it easy to run fast, or did you have to work very hard at it?
Well, as I said, I always enjoyed running fast. But to be good enough to win races against other good runners and to run for your country, you need more than talent. You have to work really hard. That means training every day and getting up early in the morning when all your friends are still in bed.
So did you go training every morning before you went to school?
That's right, Michael. But I could do it because I knew that one day I was going to be one of the greats. You need a lot of self-discipline to train hard every day for years. And more than anything else, you have to believe in yourself. If you really believe you can do something, nobody can stop you.
And what about the next Olympic Games, John? Will you be going for gold again?
Oh, yes, Michael. I'm sure I can do it again. But first, I want to break the world record. That's what I'm going to do this year.
Well, thanks a lot for talking to us, John Daly.
It was a pleasure.